This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, the magic of January 20th, two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2017 already, and it's Inauguration Day. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. It's going to be a good day for Trump supporters. Hopefully a good day for President-elect Donald Trump. This time tomorrow, or 12 hours from now, we'll be calling him President Trump, has his inaugural address. It has, according to his advisors anyway, a vision for one America. Hopefully he can stitch that together. Hopefully the remark will be compelling, convincing. He's got a good way with words. He's kind of a unique spokesperson for his own ideas. He has put aside partisan politics. His pattern of speech, his diction, all those things will be in the style that'll, you know, take the news media, okay, this is what he meant by saying that, and that's what he meant by saying something else, and yada, yada, yada. I think in my sense, and this is maybe a spiritual call for me, the word overdose comes to mind as I look at all of this stuff, headlines here and the headlines there, 14 or 15 different sites that I look at and share thoughts with you about, as I'm a stitcher, I guess, the news and what is the news and what's happening in the world and what happened yesterday and who's alive and who's dead and who won and who lost and where are there lots of problems, what's the latest tweet from the president and what celebrity act of outrageousness did we miss when we went to bed last night? Tell me, I want to know what the news is. And so when you listen to a conversation like this, that is basically a conversation about what's going on, and maybe the news, too. You go and get your newspaper this morning and open up the front page, or maybe you're opening up your laptop. You click on the favorite site that you have, scan the headlines, and then maybe, hopefully, you have woken up to the radio on your alarm clock, whatever time it is, and if it's on the top of the hour, the radio announcer says, and the news is next on whatever the radio station is. And then you have your breakfast, you grab the smartphone or whatever device you have on the counter, and you're off, you get in the car, you tap the news icon, whatever it is that you're watching, whatever you're listening to, and then getting to the real nitty-gritty of what I keep asking, what's the news? Is it the way your day begins? Is it the way your day continues? Is it the way your day ends? There's a station in Boston, one of the top three, that was the NBC affiliate, and they dropped their affiliation for so-called local programming, which consists of lots of syndicated shows and more news. More, they say, this is your news station, local news first. Well, it isn't really no more local news. All it is a cobbling together of a lot of stuff that comes from different sources that may affect you or may not affect you, but it's noise, it's a picture, it's a lot of people being interviewed about nothing, and it's a lot of commercials that they can charge more for than they can get for getting sponsorships for television network shows or otherwise. So anyway, and that's, by the way, kind of the case with radio as well. Everything's become so disjointed because the application of what we have for tools is different, and the way we use our mind is different. Are you a hardcore news junkie? A lot of people who listen to programs like this are news junkies, admittedly. There is news content. Our companionship here is based on talking about what's in the news. A lot of times with me, it branches off into what's going on in my life, what's going on in your life, what's going on in somebody else's life, because I'm not hooked. If you want the gospel truth here, as somebody who's been on the radio for a long time and doing conversation programs since the mid-70s, I have changed a lot over the years. And so now the ritual that I have every day of trying to figure out what's going on so I can talk to you about it becomes a search for the truth. And then it becomes a search for the facts, because the truth to me may not be what's actually factual, and that's the same thing that applies to you. And we've become so hooked on listening to that which we agree with and not wanting to listen to that which we do not agree with. Therefore, many of you today will come home and turn on the television or turn on the radio and you'll listen to what Donald Trump has to say. And I'm going to focus for a few minutes on what I think he will say. Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. And I'm going to talk about the power of that, in my mind anyway, in a moment, 13 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help, like smartphones, to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Yay, it's 16 past the hour. Hi to the folks listening in Reno and that environment this morning. Corpus Christi checking in, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Northwest Arkansas. Hi. Lansing, Michigan, Fayetteville, Youngstown, Ohio, Flint. Anyway, these folks, the people listening in Mexico, hi. What do you think about Donald Trump getting to be the president? A lot of people, and not just people who are in the Democratic Party, have experienced that sinking feeling in their stomach as Hillary Clinton has moved aside and the nation starts to embrace in one way or another the new chief executive, who's a neophyte politically, but he's had a lot of power in his life as the chief executive of a large company. He knows how to be successful that way. Can he be successful as president? I think, yes, he can. But the fact that he got elected makes the case, I think he has been making, that Americans, for the most part, want to limit the power of government. And perhaps there's no better way of understanding where we are right now than to look at the numbers, because a lot of people will examine, there's a lot of nostalgia, people feel good or they're happy about Obama being here. The president will leave the office of the presidency today and the country $9.335 trillion deeper in debt than it was when he took office 8 years ago today. That's $75,129 that you owe and I owe and Kara owes and everybody who's got a full-time job in this country. $75,000 more. That doesn't talk about how much we owe in terms of the entire debt, which is close to $20 trillion. Half of it was something that was realized in the last 8 years. So, in fact, what we owe, I believe the number was $165,000 a person. And that doesn't sit well with me. I don't know how it sits with you. Some people will be blind to this sort of thing. It equals twice as much as the debt that George W. Bush left us with. When Bill Clinton left office, it was zero. George Bush left office, it was almost $5 trillion. And now look at the numbers. It's really quite remarkable that these people can find a way to spend all this money. So I guarantee you one thing, that in terms of success, Trump will deal with that. As Barack Obama goes to the door, shuts out the lights, and then somebody else comes in and turns the lights on, there's a disquietude. The shock of Donald Trump, not over. I don't know that it will ever be over, because I think that's his style. I think every day he will do something or say something that will shock some people. And because he has the power of the presidency, it'll make more noise. Every time Obama made a recess appointment or issued an executive order on whatever, the bathrooms, regulations, or denied a Freedom of Information Act request, or disregarded state marijuana laws and sent in federal law enforcement officers, or allowed the IRS to investigate his opponents just like Richard Nixon did, he made it easier for Trump to do the same thing. That's something to think about. And I think he's smart enough to know what he was doing. George W. Bush knew what he was doing when he used the authorization for the use of military force to launch the Iraq War. That's why we had $9 trillion, $3 trillion of it was attributed to the war in Iraq when George Bush was president. So those who were eager to hand power over to Obama because they didn't like George Bush and they cheered, they did so without knowing really what the guy was all about. They didn't know what he was really all about. And now we do. You don't really know what Donald Trump is all about, although you may know a little bit more. I think you do. It'll take time for us to absorb it. But he does have one thing going for him. He will be the president of the United States. And so let's make the case that if he does a good job, it's good for all of us. That's my opinion and my thought and my hope. At 21 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Hey. Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time, say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no, you got promise tomorrow.
I'm listening to this.
He's giving me Karen's like, I don't know where Doug is. Let's go.
I'm here. I just am listening to this because I've not heard this song before and I quite like it. It's John
Megan
Legend and who? Who's singing
Megan
with
Trainor.
This is really quite a good song.
Boy, look at how Dougie comes to life. All you have to do is just try to take over the show for like 1 minute. And he's like, no, you don't.
Well, I was listening to this because I've not heard this song before.
No,
how long is this song?
Note.
Is this a new song?
Last year, the beginning of last year, I want to say. It's old. It's almost a year old. Or it is a year old.
But it's nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, so focusing on the Grammy Awards, we were just talking about the People's Choice Awards, so now the Grammy Awards are in our focus. The performers will include John Legend, Metallica, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. 59th Annual Grammy Awards taking place next month. First batch of Grammy performers are regulars on stage and at a podium. Let's see. James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich from Metallica. I just think Metallica is just so out of it. I always thought they were out of it when they were in it. But now...
now they're really out of it.
Now they're really out of it. I'm surprised. Anyway, let's see here. Beyonce leads the Grammy Awards, 9 nominations. And Drake and Rihanna and Kanye West have 8 nominations. What's Kanye West got nominated for being a jackass? What is
his album last year, Life of Pablo?
Oh.
So is it, was it good? Do you think that his album was good?
I mean, he's not my cup of tea, so, but people who like him said it was one of his best albums and not the best ever. Yeah.
So James Corden is going to host the Grammys on February the 12th at the Staples Center.
That'll be fun.
CBS Live. All right, let's see what else is going on musically. Musical news here, 26 past the hour. Bob Seger has released a very nice tribute, a neat, touching song focused on his friend Glenn Frey, who died last year. Matter of fact, I think today, if I'm not mistaken, is the one-year anniversary of Glenn Frey dying.
When I think about you,
this is not hit material. It's called the Glenn Song. Seger was interviewed by the Rolling Stone magazine, and he said, quote, there's no chorus per se or title section or anything like that. The idea was just to honor his memory and to talk very specifically about my impression of him in 1966 when we first met. I think Bob Seger, frankly, is one of the most unsung, unheralded rock musicians. He's just, he and the Silver Bullet Band.
I always think of him as country.
He's a pop rocker, but yeah, this I suppose you could put him in country. This nice ballad reminiscing about their friendship. You are strong, you are sharp, but you had the deepest heart from the lyrical. They grew up in Detroit together, ran in the same circles on the rock scene there in the 60s. Seger's first nationwide hit, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, was back in 1969, and Frey was a singer on it. I remember that was a great song, actually. I don't know if we have it there. Yeah, that's a good song. And they worked closely together, were close through their careers. So it's a fitting thing. Nice to know that they that memory can continue, and then we're reminded again of Glenn Frey's passing. A loss, certainly. 28 past the hour.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week Tuesday, January 17th to Sunday, January 22nd. The moon starts out in the lovely air sign Libra, the peacemaker, and heats up just in time on Friday for Inauguration Day in the water sign Scorpio, the passionate. We end the week on Sunday in the fire sign Sagittarius, the positive thinker. We do have a lovely astrological highlight this week. The sun enters the sign of Aquarius on Thursday and will be stationed here for 30 days. The mood will be energized and easy, and life will move quickly. So get all of your goals together for the next 30 days. For a private session with me, just send me an email at smbworks@earthlink.net. And remember, all of Doug's show listeners get a discount. Have a lovely week.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We got 33 after the hour, actually 34 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls. All things presidential, all things inaugural, kind of like all things electoral. After the election, most of the conversation you'll hear today, even on programs that don't, like me, focus on politics and what's happening, that's not the mainstay of my existence. Is it something philosophically that I feel like I got to document? Yep. Yes, it is. And to that end, because I'm a farmer, an agrarian, and a broadcaster, there is a program I do every week called The American Family Farmer that airs on about 150-some-odd stations that carry this show as well. So, right, if you're interested in food and farm and what it is that changes or is changing both of those things, the present and the future of farming and food in America. That's the subject matter of this program. And you can look for American Family Farming and download it off of TuneIn Radio. I have a channel on TuneIn Radio, and at Radio America, DougStefan.com, Stitcher Radio, GCN, all those places. One of the things that has become an important part of my focus this week has been who Trump picked for agriculture chief. That is the Secretary of Agriculture leading the department will be former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. I admit to not knowing a whole lot about him. He's not connected to the Perdue chicken people. He was on the Trump Advisory Committee during the presidential campaign. He was a veterinarian before he was a state senator, and then he became governor in 2003. Got reelected in 2006. So let's hear some more about this pick.
Donald Trump has tapped former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to head the Department of Agriculture. The president-elect confirmed his final cabinet pick in a statement Thursday. He promised that Perdue will, quote, deliver big results for all Americans who earn their living off the land. Perdue was a veterinarian before he got into politics in the 1980s. He also served on Trump's Agricultural Advisory Committee during the presidential campaign. If confirmed, he'll be the first Southerner to serve as the Secretary of Agriculture in more than 2 decades. Many of Trump's cabinet picks have been criticized, but his final choice has left some Hispanic groups especially disappointed. This will be the first time since Ronald Reagan's presidency that the cabinet won't have a Latino.
There we go. Is it, is that important? It's important to me. I don't know if it's important to you. I would much prefer, I don't like all of this bickering about where you came from. I would like to see more women involved, however. In the running of the government. Speaking of that, there are a number of pieces of audio pertaining to some of the confirmation hearings that have continued on through the week. Here's some audio from the senator's bickering about Valium at the confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas tries to inject some humor. He's not very good at because he's not very good at being a senator, but let's see how the try goes.
Senator Wyden, I've got a Valium pill here that you might want to take before the second round.
That was Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas trying to interject some humor to Steve Mnuchin's confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary. It didn't go over well.
I just can't quite believe that he would say that to a distinguished senator from Oregon.
I said that to the President of the United States at once.
Perhaps you did.
Senator Roberts tried to continue his questions for Mnuchin. And that didn't go well either.
The pass through things on tax reform.
Mr. Chairman, we have many colleagues waiting.
Fine, Ron. I'm done.
He ought to be done.
In the background.
He's a perfect example of what the problem is with people who are in office too long. Hopefully Trump will get his term limitation bill through, which this guy won't vote for. He's a disgrace. He's been a disgrace. He's a disgrace to agriculture because all he wants to do is promote the people who are giving him money for his campaign. He's a blight on the Senate.
So here's my question. When it comes to these confirmation hearings, you know, a lot of people are making a big deal about them and posting all of these clips from them, you know, about Democrats questioning them. And I just keep seeing headlines like, oh, these people are being asked the hard questions. But has there been a time when someone actually hasn't gotten through a confirmation hearing when they've actually been denied? Because I feel like in this situation, I don't know if it's just because the Senate is majority Republican and so they're more likely to be passed. I mean, it just seems like none of them make a difference. I mean, I guess it's good to have these interviews so we can all learn about them, but it just, I don't know, like asking these tough questions, none of them actually really make a difference, do they?
No, they don't, and it's a pretty sage way of looking at it, Kara. It's all grandstanding.
And I'm not trying to be pessimistic either. It just
It's not about pessimistic or optimistic. It's just about the reality of the political functioning of these people who have been there too long. Roberts has been there way too. Listen to his voice. He sounds like some old. He is. He's an old fart. That's basically what he is. He is a disgrace to the agricultural community. He's a disgrace to the Senate. He's a disgrace to America. He's been there too long. And so, anyway, that just sounded, it just underlined for me what boobs like that do and how they are a problem to, and maybe some people in Kansas that are listening now think that I'm way off track, and maybe some of you think I'm right. I find as an agricultural specialist, in addition to being a broadcaster, when I listen to him, all I hear is Monsanto. He's a mouthpiece for big ag and corporate ag, and the American family farmer gets it in the chops with guys like that in there. Anyway, here's another attempt at humor. During Rick Perry's confirmation hearing yesterday, he accidentally let something slip.
Senator Franken.
Governor,
Senator,
thank you so much for coming into my office. Did you enjoy meeting me?
I hope you were as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well...
May I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
Let's move on.
I think he's right. That for sure. Especially with Frank and having given the question. So Perry actually addressed the elephant in the room after all of the silly stuff. The nominee for Secretary of Energy, in case you're wondering or didn't remember what job he was trying to get, he got to the point pretty quickly during the confirmation hearing. He said, quote, "My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy don't reflect my current thinking." As you can imagine, going back to the presidential debate in 2011 when he was trying to run there, he tried twice and didn't make it. He said that he wanted to eliminate the Department of Energy. And that didn't get forgotten. He's changed his mind, however, as you might expect. After being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the department, he says, quote, "I regret recommending its elimination." He was also straightforward about his stance on climate change. He believes that it's a factor. "I believe climate is changing. I believe some of it is naturally occurring, but some of it is caused by man-made activity." That's the first time he's ever said anything that I have respect for, because now, is that me being a bit facetious? Because that's my point of view, and so now he agrees with my point of view, therefore he's okay? Maybe. Yeah. Just maybe that's, yeah. I think that it is. That's my read on this as well. And it's interesting that it comes in. These people were apparently not really prepped for the Trump, because a lot of them disagreed with what Trump has said, at least on the campaign trail. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, Trump's reputation is to leave people alone, to let them run the part of his business that they are hired to run, and if they don't do well, they get fired. And I think I've said that to any number of people who have questioned some of the validity of these characters who are in positions of power now. They will do the job well or they will be fired. And I bet there's going to be a lot of time, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. If things don't change the way Trump wants them to change, I think he'll keep very close tabs on what the things are he wants to get done. And if he doesn't see them changing, he'll throw out that person and bring in somebody new. I think you'll see a revolving door of a lot of people, more so than you have even in the last 8 years. And there's been a lot of not necessarily documented well changing of the guard during the Obama administration. Lots of people going through the door. So let's see what happens. But I have more regard for... Actually, I thought what he said to Franken was was pretty funny, too. So maybe I was wrong. Or at least I'm entitled to change my opinion, right? Aren't I? Aren't we all entitled, including Rick Perry, to change his point of view? 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
then Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of Rue here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one. For sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right, 48 after the hour here. With regard to the activities of the day today, I find it interesting, and a lot of other people are making this observation, sort of like the standoff with Iran when Ronald Reagan took over the Iran hostage situation quickly went away. I remember Jimmy Carter, after the inauguration, got on a plane and went over to Iran to arrive back with the hostages that same day. The same situation sort of prevailing. Mexico's government saying it is extraditing El Chapo, the bad Mexican drug lord, to the United States today. Foreign Relations Department announcing that Guzman is being sent to the U.S. Actually, I think he came in late last night or early this morning. The cartel boss has been held in a prison near the border of Juarez, Ciudad, those of you listening in El Paso, and over in Juarez, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't see that movie with Emily Blunt about, I think it was called Sicario, about the drug war and the brutality of it, and they had a character in there who was thinly veiled, not with the same name, but he was the El Chapo of the movie, and the horror of that stuff. Oh, my God. This guy deserves, this is a case for never mind having a trial, even though that's our system. This guy should be put directly to death because he's just nothing but plain evil. So, but it is interesting that he's being extradited today. Don't you think? I find that interesting. 10 minutes before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on our usual moment for a connection to Uri Geller. We find him whenever I'm talking to him. I'm always amazed. Some people say they're amazed to find me because they don't know what day it is and sometimes what place I'm going to be in. And that's the case with Uri Geller as well, who's in a television studio in Tel Aviv. Are you not, Uri?
Yes, hold on. I'm putting my earpiece in. I'm putting the earpiece in. Can you hear me now clearly? Yep.
I can hear you well. Can okay. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm in a studio in Tel Aviv. You can imagine I was inundated with the CIA's release of these secret documents.
All right, hold on just a second so I can explain. Let me explain. The CIA this week announced that it had posted a bunch of declassified documents online, and one of the names that came up and stands out is Uri Geller. He was involved in CIA activities, and maybe that's where we start with the story. This is something that a lot of people have seen as it was on the front page of the Washington Post this week. So sort of pick up the story from there, Uri, will you?
Yeah, so the CIA released, an organization sued the CIA because they wanted this information out and released for public. And what is it called in America? It's called Freedom of Information Act.
Freedom of Information, yeah.
And
right.
the CIA, yep. Yeah, and CIA released all these documents. It's a small part of the tests I've gone through, but it's very, very detailed. All the drawings I've done in shielded rooms in Palo Alto, the CIA agents basically come to the conclusion that what I do is real, and I mean, it's incredible. So the minute these papers hit the world, the BBC came out with this story, and then my phone hasn't stopped ringing from NBC to CBS to Fox to CNN, and everybody wanted to understand how and why did I do it? Why was I tested by the CIA? And all those people who doubted me and tried to debunk me for all these years are quite shocked now because, hey, this is from the CIA under laboratory control conditions, with the scientists that made sure that you cannot cheat, you cannot hoodwink the scientists. So it's incredible. And, you know, after they validated my abilities, I started working for the CIA. I had missions to spy on the Russian embassy in Mexico City to erase floppy disks that KGB agents were taking out of Mexico to Russia. I sat on the plane with them. They had diplomatic pouches chained to their wrists with the floppy disks in them with top secret information, and I would just erase them on the plane. I had many of these interesting missions, including one where I was asked to convince the Russians to sign the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty. So Senator Claiborne Pell, who was the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, flew to London, met me, gave me a briefing with Ambassador Max Kempelman, and off I went to Geneva. I got close to the Russian and bombarded his mind to sign, and they signed. So, I mean, this is just a tip of the iceberg, Doug.
Well, I think the interesting thing here, I'm looking at some of the documents, and I've noticed, I mean, you and I have had this story, we've told this story on the air together for years, but the fact that it is now part of the public file, if you will, the public record for people to understand what your clairvoyance is all about and how the government studied it and how you worked for the government. I think that's what surprises a lot of people, isn't it? What are these interviewers that are talking to you over there, what's the main thrust of the questions they're asking you?
Well, you know, these reports are totally credible. There isn't anything doubtful in them. It's very clear, black and white. What Uri Geller did is true, real, and we saw it. And they also filmed it. By the way, to those who want to see the secret film that the CIA did, it's on my website. It's under, you know, the BBC's movie called The Secret Life of Uri Geller. And
you can just go into the Washington Post, Google the Washington Post, and the story is there, too. It tells you, and then you can go on to other things that are referenced in the story that's now been republished everywhere.
And just so you know that today, when Donald Trump is going to be inaugurated just under the Capitol, inside the Capitol dome, there is a shielded room, and most of the CIA chiefs do conferences there and do secret meetings there because it's totally shielded from Russian intrusion.
Right. And then, so it would be interesting at some point in time, we ought to talk about the Russian hacking and how they work around some of these things. But for now, congratulations on being... I didn't need this to verify what you were all about, but some people did. So that's the story from Murray.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.